Hong Kong High Court upholds conviction for vandalization of Falun Gong booths. On June 20, the Hong Kong High Court dismissed Hu Aimin's appeal against his conviction for vandalizing Falun Gong booths. Mr. Hu had been charged for damaging various Falun Gong booths in Hong Kong on 5 occasions in 2020 and sentenced to 2 weeks imprisonment suspended for 30 months. The Falun Gong practitioners whose property was damaged by Mr. Hu hoped that he would not do any more evil instigated by the CCP. Deputy Judge Yu Fengqi of the Court of First Instance of the High Court upheld the lower court's ruling. He said Mr. Hu had no reasonable excuse for destroying the property of others. Mr. Hu argued that the Falun Gong practitioners' exhibits violated the national security law and that he should enforce the law on his own. Judge Yu stated that law enforcement is the responsibility of the police and other law enforcement agencies and that the law does not allow lynching. He also upheld the lower court's decision not to call 3 expert witnesses, saying the decision was not unreasonable. The crimes took place in December 2020. In 5 separate incidents on December 13, 19, and 20, Mr. Hu destroyed Falun Gong practitioners' banners, display boards, computer racks, and other items in Mong Kok, Wong Tai Sin, and Sim Sha Sui, causing damage totaling approximately HK$15,000. He was arrested on the 24th of the same month. In December 2002, Magistrate Li Chiho of the West Kowloon Magistrates Court found Mr. Hu guilty of 5 counts of criminal damage and sentenced him to 2 weeks imprisonment suspended for 30 months. When the case was last heard at the West Kowloon Magistrates Courts, the prosecutor played a video clip in court showing that on December 20, Mr. Hu and his accomplices spray-painted a display board at Soi Street in Mong Kok. When Ms. Shur, a 70-year-old Falun Gong practitioner, tried to stop them, she was pushed to the ground by Mr. Hu. On the same day, Mr. Hu went to the Star Ferry Pier in Sim Sha Sui and threw the display board belonging to Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Chan into the sea and smashed her computer rack. On April 3, 2021, Mr. Hu and 2 of his accomplices successively destroyed Falun Gong booths in Wong Tai Sin and Mong Kok. He was found guilty on 2 counts of criminal damage and was sentenced to 15 weeks imprisonment with immediate effect. Co-defendant Zhou Yonglin received a reduced sentence after pleading guilty and was sentenced to 9 weeks in prison. Each of them must also pay compensation of HK$2,300 to the victim. Mr. Hu appealed the conviction and sentence. After hearing his submissions, Judge Yu adjourned the case to July 25 for his verdict. Falun Gong practitioner appealed to the perpetrator to stop evil deeds. Upon hearing the High Court's decision, Ms. Chan, who testified in court against Mr. Hu, told the Epoch Times, "I think the original sentence was already very light. I hope this person will repent and not do anything bad again." Ms. Chan believed that Mr. Hu had been deceived by the CCP's propaganda, or that he might have been promised rewards for his actions. Evidence released in court showed that on the day before his attacks on April 3, 2021, Mr. Hu sent a text message on his mobile phone saying, "If something happens to me, my boss will arrange for someone to send me living expenses." Ms. Chan said that Falun Gong is legal in China and other countries. However, Jiang Zemin, the former leader of the CCP, was jealous of the popularity of Falun Gong and initiated the persecution, using the state-controlled media to smear Falun Gong. In 1999, Mr. Jiang established an extrajudicial organization, 610 Office, and launched a brutal suppression of Falun Gong. Currently, no law bans Falun Gong in mainland China. Falun Gong was not mentioned in the notice on several issues concerning the identification and banning of cult organizations promulgated by the CCP authorities in 2000 and 2005. The ban imposed by Jiang's regime on the publication of Falun Gong literature in 1999 was repealed in March 2011. Ms. Chan added, "I hope everyone will stop believing lies and hating Falun Gong." She also noted that many people have participated in the 9-day Falun Gong class in Hong Kong lately. The participants found out for themselves that Falun Gong was not what the CCP said. Many people have since taken up the practices and have benefited from the teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forgiveness. Falun Gong popularity led to brutal persecution by the CCP. Falun Gong was introduced to the public by its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, in 1992. It includes 5 sets of exercises and guides practitioners to improve their morality based on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Over the past 32 years, it has gained much popularity all over the world, and its main work, Juan Falun, has been translated into more than 40 languages. Amid the brutal persecution of Falun Gong, there has been evidence that the CCP is harvesting organs from living Falun Gong. Recently, on June 25, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Falun Gong Protection Act. Upon implementation, the bill will sanction those involved in organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. In Hong Kong, Falun Gong practitioners have been peacefully protesting the persecution on the streets for 25 years, but they have long been repeatedly harassed and threatened with violence by pro-CCP organizations. In September 2020, Ms. Liu, a Falun Gong practitioner, after meeting with the police to discuss the potential October 1 demonstration, was attacked by gangsters and suffered a bloody head. Ku Yinjian, the 22-year-old man who was responsible for keeping a lookout at the scene, was charged with injury with intent in 2022 and was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison. Embedded video. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=i6_snbhc. On December 19, 2020, a man wearing a mask and a hat shielding his eyes and face frantically destroyed the Falun Gong information booth in Wong Tai Sin and then hastily disappeared. There were also several women at the scene, suspected to be members of the Hong Kong Youth Care Association Limited, verbally harassed Falun Gong practitioners at the scene. The Falun Gong information booth in Mong Kok was destroyed, and a quit party sign was torn. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ZDRB9BGU. After the Falun Gong information booth at Soi Street and Argyle Street in Mong Kok were vandalized by the CCP activists on December 13, 2020, Falun Gong information booths in Wong Tai Sin, Causeway Bay, Sim Sha Sui, and Mong Kok were also damaged on the 19th and 20th of the same month, respectively. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=807vxvxdmpy.